This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yesterday, the Mariners announced that they have fired Scott Servais as their manager.
Yes.
And Scott learned of this firing on social media.
Worst. I mean, I think most Mariner fans, some of them are like very happy that he's gone. Somebody had to go. He's kind of like the sacrificial lamb. But everybody, I think, can universally agree that is the lamest way for him to find out. 9 years with the team, second longest tenured Mariners manager, brought him to the playoffs for the first time in 20-something years. You don't find out over social media.
No. So this absolutely sucks for Scott.
You voice memo him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's how you do it in 2024. But what about you, Rockaholics? Whether it was a work thing, a relationship thing, or anything else, what was the crappiest way that you were let go or dumped? 206-803-ROCK. Nathan in Kent, you're blaming the men's room for this. What happened?
I'm not necessarily blaming the men's room for this, but it was because I was on the men's room playing Big Dummy about like 9 or 10 years ago. And this is on my day off, too. I call in on my day off. I may or may not have been 6 beers deep, but that doesn't matter.
That's your downtime.
Exactly. It's my downtime. So I call into Big Dummy. And they ask, where do you work? It's the first thing they ask. And I'm like, oh, I work at Jimmy John's. They're like, oh, sweet. We love Jimmy John's. That's awesome. And then we're having a good time the whole time, even through all these questions. I get to about question 5 or 6, and the answer to one of the questions is the letter E. Thrill goes, E. You ever done E, Nathan? And I go, no, I've done Molly one time in my life, just one time, but that was it. That's all. And then they're like, all right, cool. And then we just move on. And then I guess somebody had heard me that worked there on the radio, and there was like, and people were calling in complaining that I was talking about doing drugs at work and driving.
No.
And I'm like, what? Listen to the playback. I never said any of that.
Dude, it happens so often where people hear something and they just misconstrue it, but that has to be the worst way ever. Like, here you are just sharing a story, and they're like, oh, no, he was freaky fast. Hi, I'm Ollie at Jimmy John's. You're like, no, I wasn't.
Oh,
that
my
sucks,
God.
Dude.
That is awful.
Someone said I got dumped on over text on my birthday. What really sucked, she capped the message off by saying, happy birthday.
Oh.
That changes everything.
Yeah. Sorry I'm dumping you, but have a great day.
Oh, that's so terrible.
So, shout out to all the Rockaholics who have been like donating money already this morning. It's Kicks for Kids Day today. And Ian, who's the one that donated over $1,000, $1,069, and made us all do a shot of hot sauce, and we all hate him for that, but he did say it was worth every penny. So we love you, and we hate you there, Ian. But thanks for donating as much money as possible. We have a goal of $20,000, Taryn, and we are now over $7,000. Like, we've already doubled the amount that we had going into today. Actually, we're just about to hit $8,000.
Wow.
And the Rockaholics are just making it happen. And one of the Rockaholics, who I believe you might know, her name is Rosalie.
Oh, my mom?
Your mom. Because we said, hey, $200, we'll play any rock song. Any rock song that you want to hear. $200. If you donate it, put it in the comments on the donation page, and we'll get through as many as we can, of course. We're going to try our best to play as many as possible. But she's the first one to put in a request. And she wants you to sing it. I don't even know this song. She said, please have Taryn sing Jamohanleva. That too. Yeah.
That is happy birthday in Swedish. And today happens to be my cousin Megan's birthday.
And she said she wants you to sing for Megan.
Of course. All right. I'm going to do my best Swedish. Jamohanleva.
How much can I donate to make it stop?
Oh my gosh. This is the club version?
That's the first one I found.
I don't know how to say those words. Thanks, Mom. You're making a difference in the life of children in need right here in the PNW.
Patrick just donated $69 and said, hey, I want a shot for Migs.
Oh,
yay!
Dude, I'm just finally feeling somewhat normal from that first shot that we took this morning.
Quick show of hands. Who thought they were going to throw up?
Oh, yeah. Up until about 5 minutes ago, that hot sauce was not... It wasn't sitting okay with me.
I went into the bathroom. I stripped off my jacket because I got real sweaty for a second there. I thought I was going to lose it.
I know. Everybody disappeared after they did that shot. Sarah was in the other room just hunched over the garbage pail.
Because I was trying to get calls and I was like, I still have to do my job while I'm just spitting in the garbage can. Then I was like, I can't anymore. I ran to the bathroom. I tried to puke. I shoved my whole hand down my throat, but it didn't work. But then I was like, is it going to be just as terrible coming up? Going down?
Oh, I bet it is.
Someone just donated struggling. Anonymously $276. I would like everyone to take another shot of hot sauce.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Oh, my God.
And we do have some song requests. We're going to try and get to Social Distortions, I Was Wrong. Thanks.
Oh, great choice.
Jeremy Davidson, he's the one who donated that. I mean, I could try and pull it up right now. Is there any bad words in that song? I guess we got to go through that before we even make those decisions.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
We could probably find it.
You know, shot, we'll get through it. We'll do more shots, but this is all for kids. Oh, you have the song. All right, why don't we play that?
Let's do it.
For Jeremy Davidson, donated $200. We're going to play Social Distortions, I Was Wrong, and I'm going to do a shot right now.
And while we are, oh my God, Steve Miggs. Oh my God.
I'm out.
Just looking at him doing that makes me want to die.
All right, he just walked out of the room, you guys. How would you like to beat Steve? He is currently, he's 230 wins, 69 losses, and 38 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
Yes, the Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.